2012 is Northern Ireland's biggest push to promote tourism in our country. When I say Northern Ireland's top story, it's our top story. But now a row has broken out over the lack of promotion of our orange marching season. Our time, our place, of course. This is Northern Ireland's Tourist Board's campaign. It's aimed at providing a platform for a year-long series of events to attract visitors to Northern Ireland. Among many of the attractions listed are the Irish Open at Port Rouse, St Patrick's Day celebrations and the West Belfast Festival. But it seems that our tourism chiefs have omitted the annual 12th of July celebrations and the sham fights at Scarva. Councillor Jim Rogers with us this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, morning, morning. And the commentator, Jude Collins. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
So how do you feel about this, Jim?
I'm absolutely astounded. I just couldn't believe that this could happen. And I'm now calling for a full-scale investigation by the Chief Executive, Alan Clark, of the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, why these very important events, which attract thousands of people to them, have been ignored. There's something seriously wrong here. Has this been the responsibility of one individual? But regardless, we need to hear an explanation from the Northern Ireland Tourist Board why these events have been left off the calendar.
Well, it's hardly inclusive, is it, the 12th of July parades? Are you saying that's an inclusive event for everybody?
Absolutely. And I've been on your programme in the past talking about the 12th of July. You've heard of Orange Fest, where the Orange Order have tried to make the event much more inclusive than what it's ever been before. Last year's that throughout Northern Ireland, there was thousands, and I emphasise thousands, of members of the Roman Catholic religion who were watching, and that's the way it should be. I don't want to see anyone being offended through people celebrating their religion, their culture, and their views. And if Northern Ireland is going to move forward, that's the way all of these events must be. They mustn't be offending people. We want to see everybody enjoying it and making Northern Ireland a much better place to live in.
Of course, if tourists saw the Orange Marching Season as part of a tourism event, are you going to be comfortable with some people watching crowds of people standing with a tin of harp or a tin of beer in their hand?
Got to admit that the Orange Order, along with the police and the councils, have been working very, very hard to try and bring an end to the Blue Bag Brigade. There's been a number of measures put in place.
But it hasn't worked, Jim.
Oh, yes, they have. They have, Stephen, not just in the city of Belfast, but throughout the country. They have worked exceptionally well, and the police will confirm that. And long may that continue, because whether it's the 12th of July or the 13th of July, none of these events should be used just for people to be drinking alcohol and get intoxicated. That's not what they're about.
So are you saying this has been deliberately left off the agenda?
The question that I'm asking the Tourist Board, and I have a lot of time for the Tourist Board, they've got a brilliant Chief Executive in Alan Clark. Why have these important dates been left off? Was it one individual responsible? Was it a group of people? We need a public statement, hopefully during your programme, to know exactly why they have been removed.
Jude Collins?
Well, I have some sympathy for the individual or people who want a bit of colour and music in their lives, whether they're living here or whether they're tourists from outside. And to some extent, you could say, of course, that the Orange Order parades provide that. But there's a couple of stumbling blocks there, and I can see the reason that the Orange Order hasn't been promoted as part of our time, our place this year. The fact is, I mean, this is like Groundhog Day every year. The fact is, it's an anti-Catholic organisation in its constitution and in its history. And it has marched in step with violence that has often been fueled by alcohol, as you've intimated, throughout the 19th, 20th, and the 21st century. And it's in the history books. Loyalist bands and drink inextricably linked. And then when you come to the constitution of the thing, it proclaims conditional support even for the British monarch as long as they're a Protestant. A member of the order must be a Protestant. Protestant wife, etc., etc.
Jude, this would only be one event among a year-long series of events trying to attract visitors to Northern Ireland.
Yes, of course, I'm all for that. And my point is, what institution are you putting forward as a good model for Northern Ireland? And in this case, we're putting forward a model of an institution which is essentially, in its history and in its constitution, anti-Catholic. For God's sake, King William III could hardly have joined the order because of his alliance with the Pope. The order boasts the principles of civil and religious liberty. But when the question of Catholic emancipation in the 1820s came up, the Orange Order strenuously opposed it. So these things are there, and you can't avoid them. You can't just say those don't exist. It's just a bunch of people.
So do you think the organisers of Our Time, Our Place, the organisers of the biggest push to promote tourism in Northern Ireland, do you think they were right to leave this off?
Oh, I do, definitely. They could have been deeply embarrassed, because the first thing any visitor of any intelligence would say, why do they have these? What's the history of this thing? And then the history comes tumbling out, and you realise that what these are triumphalist parades.
Jim?
Well, let me put it to you very, very clearly. I am not personally, and I know Jude has said this, I am not anti-Catholic. I am far from it. I work right across our divided society. I have many friends, both who are Roman Catholics, as well as Protestants and those with no religion. And I and many others have worked very, very hard within the Orange Order to try and take away this image, because, as I said at the outset of we must try and improve the whole image of Northern Ireland. That is key, and I am really disappointed that we in the Orange Order are not part of this Our Time, Our Place, because of the attractions here, both on the 12th of July, the 13th of July, and other dates throughout July, August and September. And I'm asking the Tourist Board loud and clear, why has this happened? Do you feel that this is not an important event in the calendar for 2012? I think it's absolutely amazing. And just before I came on air, a very prominent Catholic was talking to me about a matter to do with my constituency, and said to me, Jim, have you read the article in the news editor this morning? And I said, which one? And he referred to this. He says, I'm absolutely horrified. He says, how can the Tourist Board get around this one? I said, well, I've been invited on the Nolan Show, and I'll be putting out a challenge to the Tourist Board to explain to the people of Northern Ireland
has been admitted. We're waiting to hear from the Northern Ireland Tourist Board this morning, and of course, as soon as we do so, we'll release that statement to you. So it's a very clear question from Councillor Jim Rogers this morning. Why has the Northern Ireland Tourist Board decided to leave out the 12th of July parades, the celebrations? Why are they so isolated in being left out from this? It is a major event in Northern Ireland. Let's see how the Tourist Board answers this morning. Let's see how you feel. 0845 955 678. Of course, we're on Twitter today. People tweeted me already about this morning. At Stephen Nolan, Stephen with a PH. Here's Robert and Mick and Jerry. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Look, with the greatest of respect to Jim, I like him, man. He's a nice man, you know. But he has to get, he has to get the coffee down him. He's not thinking. The situation clearly is this, that the Orange Order, it is their ethos to be anti-Catholic. They parade it. Everything they do is anti-Catholic. And they do it in the name of Christ. They profess to be Christians. The word Christian means Christ living in you. Well, if Christ is living in you, why do you want to stomp up and down Garvaghy Road and the Falls Road and everywhere else continually, tooling this particular anti-Catholicism and anti-Irishism, etc., etc.? And I say that with love. I don't say it with any form of hate or anything else. It's just ridiculous that they would stand up and say, we belong to Christ, he is our Lord, he is our Master, but we don't want to do anything with Catholics except walk up and down their streets and humiliate them.
Jim? Jim Rogers? Ah, obviously we've lost Jim this morning. Mick, morning, Mick.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead, Mick.
Yeah, I have to echo what the man said. Look, at the end of the day, Jim's a good man. Pity he supports Glen Thorne, who my local team, Dan Newton, beat the other week. But the whole ethos of the Orange Order is anti-Catholic, sectarian and triumphalist. A few years ago, I was at a public debate and I met Lord Laird, and I said to him, did he really seriously think in his lifetime that the Orange Fest would encompass the whole community? And he said yes. He said it would be like Mardi Gras, and I said he needed psychiatric treatment. He did laugh, but he's totally deluded. And also, you said about the Blue Bag Brigade. You go to Lavery's Corner on the 12th of July, and it's like a goddamn battlefield. And the cost to the council must be huge, because the debris And the human debris lying about is quite shameful.
Well, Jim Rogers, I know you're back with us this morning. Do you want to reply to what's been said by Robert today?
Well, look, the position is quite clear. People can raise all these issues. Nobody can ignore. And I would be arguing, if the organisations in question and these events were largely seen as Roman Catholic ones, I would be saying exactly the same. It's vitally important that they're on the calendar for this year, and we need to know the reason. And I'm disappointed that the tourist board are not forthcoming with any statement up to now.
Jim, if there was an organisation, a Catholic organisation, that said it was the duty of all Catholics to not dishonour their religion by marrying a Protestant, and they would be expelled if they had an organisation that wouldn't allow people to join if their mother and their father weren't Catholics, if they urged people to strenuously oppose the fatal errors and doctrines of the Church of Ireland and scrupulously avoid countenancing by their presence or otherwise any act or ceremony of Protestant worship, would you support an organisation like that?
Well, everybody's entitled to their own views. Everybody's entitled to
I'm quoting from the Constitution.
All the legal organisations
of the Orange Order.
They want to join. And what I'm saying is, we're now trying to move forward in this country. Is Jude saying that the Orange Order, the Royal Black Preceptory, the Apprentice Boys should all wind up? I don't think so. I don't think that is the way forward. Let's accept each other's beliefs here. Let's accept each other's views on matters without falling out. That's why we've had so much trouble in Northern Ireland, because people are not prepared to listen of a different religion.
Jonathan says on Nolan Twitter this morning, at Stephen Nolan, how would the 12th be advertised? Jonathan says, this is Jonathan Buchanan tweeting us this morning, says, a strange mixture of fundamentalists and drunks celebrating the past defeat of Catholics. Here's Dominic Spate, who says, how ridiculous, I have no connection whatsoever with the 12th of July. It's offensive to Catholics and it's a poor attempt at trying to convince the rest of the world it's a national event. It is not. Another here, Paul Adams this morning, UVF flags, peeing in the streets, blue bags, marching where not wanted. Why would tourists be interested in that?
Well, I condemn all illegal flags. Don't like the drinking in the street, not because I'm a teetotaler. I think it's wrong. That's not what the event is about. And let me say yet again, the work that the Orange Order are undertaking to try and stomp all these things out, but they need the support of everybody. They're getting there, make no mistake about it, and the police will confirm that. There's less trouble now than ever there's been in the streets of Northern Ireland during the 12th of July.
It'll be really...
It is a mecca for tourism, make no mistake about it. We're getting people travelling even up from the south of Ireland who have been spending a few weeks down there, maybe travelling from America and Australia and Canada, to come to see this spectacle, because it is. It's a wonderful, colourful occasion.
It is a colourful occasion, but it's also an anti-Catholic organisation.
OK, let me bring in...
What is the price you're paying for your tourism?